الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or recording this particular episode. Or you can always go back to the episode and listen to it again if you like, or share it with friends and family. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is basically in relation to death and dying from the Islamic perspective. This is, again, as I said in many other episodes, this is only the tip of the iceberg. And much more to this particular topic about death and dying and wrapping the body and the like that I'm definitely not going to cover. You can go and talk to different leadership at the masajid or the masjid, the places of worship of the Muslims, and you can find out more details about this topic, because I'm just going to just cover kind of the surface of it, but there's many more layers underneath what I'm getting ready to discuss. Allah says in Surah Yusuf, which is Surah 10, and ayat, or chapter 10, or verse 56. If you want to turn to that now, you can follow along with me. It's only one verse, very, very simple verse. And again, it's in chapter 10 of your Quran, verse 56. And you can, if you don't have a copy, and I suggest that you, strongly suggest that you get your own copy of Quran, you can always go to Quran.com, which is Quran.com, and you can go to that particular chapter and that particular verse and follow along with me. And don't just listen to or follow along with me when I read it in class. When you get your book, or you go to the, or you get your own Quran, or also, or you go to the this particular page, our website, you can go to it anytime you want. Prefer not utilize it in the bathroom or restroom, but any other time or place, pretty much you can read it and read it for yourself, whatever page you want to read. It doesn't matter, but for right now, I want you to turn to chapter 10, and we're going to go to verse 56. And it says, very short verse, وَهُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And it says, هُوَ يُحْيِي, meaning He is the one who gives life. And while you meet to, and causes death, wa'ilehi turja'un, and to him is your return, or you will return, return to Allah. And that's each and every one of us. He gave us life, all of us life, and he causes all of us to die. When, where, how? That's up to Allah. We don't know this. but to all of us we turn back to Allah as we came from Allah. And one of the sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it was narrated that Aisha was his wife, that the Messenger of Allah said, "Do not verbally abuse the dead, for they have reached the consequences of what they did." And so here I want you all to, everyone to understand, is that we do not say, and this is the first I want you to learn from this particular episode or class, is that you do not verbally abuse the dead person. Yes, maybe they got on your nerve, or they did bad things to you, whatever. Okay, this is a fact. And you know if the good they done towards you and the bad they done towards you. But you don't use this time to start verbally abusing this individual who is now not even able to defend themselves. And so this is one of the things that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace blessed of Allah, said, is that do not verbally abuse the dead, for they have reached the consequences of what they did. Also, he mentioned, basically saying the same thing. It was related again by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Something bad was said in the presence of the Prophet about a person who had died. He said, "Do not say anything but good about your dead." So again, he's guiding us. We don't verbally abuse the dead, and also we don't say anything bad about the person who is dead. We only say good about the person who died, or just keep quiet. Even when a person is alive, we either say that which is good, or we keep quiet. And this is a very good advice for each and every one of us, is that if we can't say anything good about an individual, then basically we just keep quiet. I want to move on to read also, it was related that this was a companion of the Prophet, high peace upon him, his name was Abu Qatada, who said, "We were sitting with the Messenger of Allah when a funeral appeared. He, the Messenger of Allah, said, 'He is relieved,'" talking about the individual, "'he is relieved and the others are relieved of him.' When a believer dies, he is relieved of the calamities," meaning hardship and trouble, calamities, hardships, and troubles of this world. "And when the evildoer dies, the people, the land, the trees, and the animals are relieved of him." I know you may want to hear this again, but it is very, very essential surrounding the belief of a Muslim and what we should do pertaining to those who died. "We were sitting with the Messenger of Allah when a funeral appeared. The Messenger of Allah said, 'He is relieved and others are relieved of him.' When a believer dies, he is relieved of the calamities, hardships, and troubles of this world. And when the evildoer dies, the people, the land, the trees, and the animals are relieved of him." So I need you all to the best of your ability, to keep this in mind of what the Prophet, may peace and blessing of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah, said. Also related by Abu Huraira, which I mentioned him a lot, when it compares to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who the Prophet said, "Hasten with the janazah," meaning the funeral, "for if it was righteous, then you are taking it towards something good. But if it was otherwise, then it is an evil of which you are relieving yourselves." And so I want to say it again. It said basically hasten, meaning that if the individual was righteous, then you are taking them towards something that is good. And if the individual was otherwise evil or whatever, then it's evil of which you are relieving yourself of. So you keep that in mind, and that's for you and for me. And it's interesting what the body says. The individual that's in this coffin or getting ready to take the body to the grave, this is what it is saying. And it says, I heard one of the companions said, I heard a message of Allah say, when the righteous man is placed in his grave, burial, he says, take me quickly. And when the bad man is placed in his grave, he said, woe to me, where are you taking me? So I want us to keep this in mind. This is what the person that we are carrying on our shoulders or taking them to the gravesite, this is what they are saying. And so the righteous person, and I pray that we all become among the righteous, and he says, take me quickly, take me quickly. And then the bad one says, is placed in his grave. He says, like, woe to me. Oh no. Where are you taking me? So let me move on, my beautiful students. And this is very important. Our relationship with Allah is very, very important. And in the end it is said regarding our Lord. Allah loves to meet him. And whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. One of the narrators, meaning Shuraib, said, I went to Ashan and said, or Aisha, and said, O mother of the believers, I heard Abu Huraira narrated from the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, a hadith. If that is the case, in the hadith, if that is the case, we are doomed. She said, what is that? He said, the Messenger of Allah said, whoever loves to meet Allah, and who hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. I say it again. He said, the Messenger of Allah said, whoever loves to meet Allah, whoever loves to meet him, and whoever hates to meet him, Allah hates to meet him, but there is no one amongst us who does not hate death. She said, and the Messenger of Allah did say that, but it is not what you think. When the eyes begin to stare and the death rattles sounds in the chest or the flesh kind of shivers, at that point, whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. So I want to encourage my students here to please love to meet Allah, want to meet Allah. So Allah wants to love you and wants to meet you. Don't hate Allah and hate meeting Allah, because Allah end up hating you and also hate meeting you. And I seen this at when I work in hospitals, that people who are dying, and I see them, I didn't see so much the staring of the eyes, but I know what they're talking about here. But I did hear the death rattle sound in the chest of the individual. I've said this before in my previous episode, when it talks about the person who is laying on a deathbed, sometimes their eyes are closed, sometimes they're open, and their mouth are open, and they're almost as if they're taking a last breath. And let me demonstrate for you, it's like they're saying, something similar to that. Something similar to that is what they are, and what they are saying, or what they are, what's happening, this kind of rattle sound or death sound that's coming from the body of the individual. Maybe we all will have that same sound, and maybe not, depends upon what Allah has written for us, a manner in which Allah has for us to die. But I want to you all keep in mind when it says, and the eyes begin to stare. What is staring at? Allah knows best. And then the death rattles in the person's chest. We all want to meet Allah, loving Him, and want to enjoy meeting Allah. We don't want to meet Allah hating Him, and Allah hates us. We want Allah to love us like we love Him, not Allah hates us because we hate Allah. So let me move on, my beautiful students. And also related by Abu Huraira, and it says, when a believer is dying, the angels of mercy come to him with white silk and say, come out content and with the pleasure of Allah upon you, to the mercy of Allah, fragrance, and a Lord who is not angry. So it comes out like the best fragrance, like the best fragrance of musk. They pass him from one to another, meaning the angel from one to another, until they bring him to his grave, to the gates of heaven, where they say, how good is the fragrance that has come to you from earth. Then the souls of the believers come to him, and they rejoice more over him than any one of you rejoice when his absent loved one comes to him. And they ask him, what happened to so-and-so? What happened to so-and-so? They say, let him be, for he was in the hardship of the world. When he says, did he not come here? They said, he was taken to the pit of hell. Come out discounted subject of divine wrath to the punishment of Allah, the mighty and the sublime. So it comes out like the foulest stench of a corpse. They bring him to the gates of earth, where they say, how foul is this stench? Then they bring him to the souls of the disbelievers. And now I know it said the gates of earth, but I think it means the gates of heaven, and Allah knows best. I won't touch it. But the thing is, when angels take us out, or take our soul out, and wrap us up in a cloth from paradise with the beautiful smell, and they're happy to carry you, and then they carry you up to the gate of heaven, and the angel asks, who is it? It's angel so-and-so who's with you, and it says, so-and-so, son of so-and-so. And then this beautiful smell come from you, and the angels pass you around this beautiful smelling individual. They want to hold it, caress it, this beautiful smelling individual. And then also you have the opposite. When a person comes, it's snatched from, their soul is snatched from the body, and then it's placed in the coarse garment from the, and a foul smelling garment from the hellfire, and he's wrapped in it. And then it's taken up to the paradise. They're not allowed in. They're rejected, or the individual rejected, because they rejected Allah, and so Allah reject them and don't let them see anything to do with paradise at that point. So I'm going to remove all my beautiful students. When a person is dying, and you may hear this of a Muslim, you may be sitting there, a Muslim is dying, and other Muslims around them, and you may hear them say this, and you may scratch your head and wonder why are they saying this. But in this class, you're going to learn what Islam is, what Islam is not, what Muslims do, what they don't do. To the best of my ability, I'm going to try to explain to you in the most basic way. And you want to learn more, then you always go to our place of worship and learn more about what I'm talking about. But you may hear the Muslim say to the individual, what I'm getting ready to say now, I try to prompt the individual to say this. It was narrated by Aisha, radiallahu anha, that Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, prompt your dying ones to say, La ilaha illallah. There's none worthy of worship except Allah. These should be our dying words. Not say bye to mom and bye to this person, bye to that person. You can say it if you want. But the last thing that come out of your mouth, and the thing that's going to weigh a lot on the day of judgment, ala mizan, on your scale, is La ilaha illallah. So you will hear the people around them, encourage them, the individual that is lying in the bed or dying, to say that there is no one worthy of Allah, or none worthy of worship except Allah. Nothing is equal to Allah. And so, excuse me for making an earlier mistake, that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And so I want to move on, my beautiful students, to just say a couple more things. And that is, it was narrated by Salima, which is the mother of Salima, said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, say, when you see the dead, say something good. For the angels say, Ameen. So I want us to please keep this in mind, that to say something good about the individual, and don't say bad things about the individual, as I mentioned before, because you want the angels to say, I'm going to be reading just a portion of this particular hadith. And when you see the dead, you say something good, and then the angels say, Ameen. Angels are all around us, and this is one of my earlier episodes or classes. I talk about the angels in their jobs, and they're always around us. They're like millions and millions of angels always are around and doing their jobs. And so if you're near the dead person and you say something good, and then the angels say, and they will say, Ameen. So I want you all to keep this in mind when you're around a person who is dead or dying, or dead rather, I'm sorry. It's already also narrated from Anas that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, none of you shall wish for death because of some harm that befalls him. Rather, he says, O Allah, keep me alive, so alive, or to keep me alive, so living, so being alive, as long as life is good for me, and cause me to die when death is good or better for me. So this is a dua, a supplication that we ask Allah. We ask Allah, we don't say, oh Allah, kill me, die, or something like that. We say, no, Allah, keep me alive as long as living is good for me. And Allah, take my soul when living is not good for me. Or being alive is not good for me. So I want to read one more thing, and then I'll stop, inshallah. That is, it was narrated by Abu Huraira, the Messenger of Allah said, none of you shall wish for death. Either he is a doer of good, so perhaps he may do more good. Or if he is an evildoer, perhaps he will give up his evil ways. So even the person who does good, person of evil, don't ask to die. Don't ask for death. So a person who is doing good, maybe they do more good. And a person who is a wrongdoer, perhaps an individual will give up his or her evil ways. So I wanted to remind my beautiful students regarding this and what you should ask for and what you should not ask for. And so at this point, I'm going to stop it in class. I encourage you to please listen to this episode again. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.